Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The fire that destroyed Milwaukee's historic Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church on Tuesday may have been caused by heating tools used by roofers who were working on the church. And UW-Madison announced yesterday that it is one of four universities chosen to participate in a new program attempting to raise the incomes of working-class families and narrow racial inequities. Locally, the joint campus and community effort will attempt to raise the incomes of 10,000 Dane County families by 10% over the next 2 years. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Area Technical College has announced it will offer a new free tuition program for low and middle income working adults. The fire that destroyed Milwaukee's historic Trinity Evangelical Lutheran Church on Tuesday may have been caused by heating tools used by roofers who were working on the church. And the Brewers beat the Diamondbacks yesterday 8-2. They have the day off today, then start a series in Minnesota tomorrow. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The Milwaukee Area Technical College has announced it will offer a new free tuition program for low and middle income working adults. The Milwaukee Bucks have reached an agreement with former Hawks coach Mike Budenholzer to become the new head coach of the Bucks. And UW-Milwaukee was one of only 35 men's basketball programs honored by the NCAA yesterday for outstanding academic achievement. UWM was the only Horizon League team to get the honor. Okay, here is read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. UW-Madison announced yesterday that it is one of four universities chosen to participate in a new program attempting to raise the incomes of working-class families and narrow racial inequities. Locally, the joint campus and community effort will attempt to raise the incomes of 10,000 Dane County families by 10% over the next 2 years. And the Milwaukee Bucks have reached an agreement with former Hawks coach Mike Budenholzer to become the new head coach of the Bucks. And here's the forecast. Outside this afternoon, sunshine, then partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 40s. Sunshine again tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s in Milwaukee, mid-70s in Madison. And Saturday, mostly cloudy with highs in the low 60s in Milwaukee, low 70s in Madison. I'm Stu Daniels for Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.